This is Chad Harrison, and you're listening to Hope Alive, applying God's Word to your daily life. Hi, this is Chad Harrison, and I am the teaching pastor of Lake Community Church and have been serving as a pastor for 25 years. I'm also a practicing attorney. This podcast is designed to help you study God's Word and find God's will for your life. I pray in the name of Jesus right now that God would open up His Word to you and allow you to see Him and to know Him and to know His will, that you might glorify Him and that you might walk in faith and power each and every day, especially today, in Jesus' name. Good morning. Welcome to Lake Community Church's morning Bible study. We are in Exodus chapter 36, verses 1 through 7. And I think this is a great passage of scripture for, I guess it's just time to brag on the people that I pastor. One of those things that I don't do a lot in public in the sense of just going around saying this, but one of those things we do in the worship service, we make sure that everybody understands the work that's being done in the church. I want to read it to you. It says, "And Beelzebul and Eliab, and every gifted artisan in whom the Lord had put wisdom and understanding to know how to do all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary, shall do according to the way the Lord had commanded." And it says, "Then Moses called those two men and every gifted artisan and those in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom." Notice there's the spiritual gifting, and everyone whose heart was stirred, that is the spiritual unction. So you've got the spiritual gifting, meaning God has them there. He has gifted them. He's prepared them for the work that he has for them to do. He has given them all that is necessary. All they have to do is have the willing heart, and through the Holy Spirit, which is his calling, they came forward and they served. And it says, "And they received from Moses all the offerings which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of making the sanctuary." So they continued to bring him free will offerings. Notice this is another phrase that you need to remember, free will offerings. They gave willingly from their heart. It said, "And then all the craftsmen who were doing the work in the sanctuary came, each from the work he was doing. And they spoke to Moses, saying, 'The people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord has commanded us to do.'" Notice, there's more than enough to do the work that was commanded. So Moses gave a commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, "Let neither man nor woman do any more work for the offering of the sanctuary." And the people were restrained from bringing, for the material they had was sufficient for all the work to be done. Indeed, too much. So what you have here is you have Moses calling men and women to do the work. Then you have Moses calling men and women to make free will offerings. And you have plenty to do the work. And you have plenty of gifts to do the work with. You have more than enough and more than was necessary. Now, I'm going to say this. We've been a church now for just under 4 years. We will be, 4 year anniversary will be in October, and we'll have existed as a church for 4 years. The first year we spent really a little bit more than that first year at the Creekside Lodge. It was a great spot to start at. It's out there on Highway 49. It's a perfect position. It was not a perfect building for that. It's perfect for a restaurant. I'm glad one is going into it right now. So I think that's fabulous. It was perfect for a restaurant, but wasn't perfect for a church because there were columns right in the middle, and so I had to move back and forth, and really only the maximum number of people you could actually ever put in there was 110 people, and we started out with about 35 or 40 that started the church, and our first Sunday, I think we had 55 there, and that was a great number. And as a church, we began to start to do the things that a church must do to do ministry. And you can't do it all at once, especially when you only got 4 or 5 dozen people. You can't do it all at once, and you won't be able to do it all at once. But what you can do is you can do the things that you are going to do. You can do them well. And doing them well is important. doing what you are able to do as a church and doing them well is important. Being gifted and using the call of God that has been given to you is very important. And so we began to do the gifting and call of God. And within the next year, we had basically doubled in size and we were full. In fact, we were having people sit out on the deck, and we were piping the music and the sermon out there. And so we had people, more than 110 people, coming regularly. We would have more than 100 there, and they would sit out on the deck, and they would sit in the sanctuary, and they'd sing, and they'd be a part of the service. It was almost like we had an overflow room. And then COVID hit. And in the midst of COVID, we did what the governor asked, and we didn't meet for 2 or 3 weeks. I can't remember how long it was. And then we began to meet outside in the cars, and we would have the service from the back of a trailer that we pulled out there. And we did that until the governor loosened things up a little bit more. In fact, the minute we could go back into buildings, the minute the spaces were opened up, and in Alabama, that was within 6 to 8 weeks, we were back in the building and we were back worshiping. And we moved eventually because Creekside Lodge changed hands as far as ownership. And we moved to the rodeo club, which Marge and Ed allowed us to meet there, and we met in the back, and it's a huge room, and it's a place we're meeting now. So when you're looking at our worship services, we're in the rodeo club. And within a year, we had bought the rodeo club. And in fact, our first service at the rodeo club was one of those weeks where the governor said, don't meet. And so we had 15, 20 people come in and sit all around. And we had a service that was just basically me and the camera. And I believe we had somebody leading worship that day. But that was it. And since then, we have not totally filled up the rodeo club, but we've pretty much filled up the rodeo club. And God is moving us to an opportunity to build a building and do that. And that'll be coming in the next year or two to do that. But people often ask, okay, exactly how is this done? How do you do that? I'm going to tell you, and this is very important understanding. It all starts, and it always has started, with God's people. It is never one person who is the kingdom being built by Jesus. Jesus builds the church, and the church is everyone. And the willingness, and that's what we see here in this passage in chapter 36, the willingness of the people. You have people that have been redeemed, have been gifted, and have been prepared for service. That happens everywhere in the kingdom. The kingdom of God is about the Holy Spirit giving you new life through the new birth, provided for you by the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Once you're born again, you're given spiritual gifts. You already have natural talents and things that you are good at. You're given wisdom and understanding and how to use them. And then the Holy Spirit urges you to hear God's word, to act upon it, and to hear God's word, to believe it, and then to act upon it. And God's people, if you have a church that is growing and becoming, if you have a church that is being the church that it should be, it is usually and almost always has to do with the people that are a part of it. People that want to see God's kingdom advanced, want to see the ministry done, want to be a part of what's happening, and want to be used by God to do the work of ministry. And when that is going on, and when that is happening in a church, it's going to grow. Now, notice, you have to have the Holy Spirit at work. You have to have, I want you to hear me, you have to have the Word of God. It can't be a feel-good messages all the time. You have to have the real live Word of God. I'm talking about where we talking about what God said and how that applies to our daily lives. And then you've got to have, and there's no way to get around it, you've got to have a people with a willing heart, willing to listen to God. And you go, I've been in places where we had a lot of gifted people and we had a lot of preaching, and the play didn't really grow all that much. You know why? Because you didn't have people with a willing heart. Sometimes you had people who were like the church at Sardis. They were rich and they thought they had everything. And God says, you have a reputation for being alive, but you're dead. And the reason they're dead is because the individual hearts of the people in the church were not bent toward God. They were bent toward their own purposes. And you can have the best of the facilities, the best of preaching, the best of everything, and still not have a congregation that is moving forward, building the kingdom of God, if you don't have a willing heart among the congregation. And one of the things that we did when I was talking to this group of people, and I was really talking to them about helping them find a place to go because they were lost, the people who helped start this church, and they were trying to find out where God wanted them. And I was trying to direct them in places where they could serve and they could be a part of what God was doing. They kept wanting to start a church, and I kept explaining to them how very difficult that is and how much is required and how much people are sold out. And I was actually in many ways testing them to see if they were really willing to do the work of ministry, to serve God, and to advance the kingdom by hearing God's word and believing it and doing it. And you know what? I found the people that were. They were willing to do that. And we had people gifted in every area, people excited about the possibility of what God could do, people who did not care about what the building looked like or how the building operated, but they put everything they had into making it as nice as possible wherever we were, whether it was a Creekside Lodge. Now, they didn't knock out the columns because the roof would have collapsed, but they did everything to make it possible for that to be a place where people could come and feel welcome and feel the presence of God. And that presence just moved over to the rodeo club, and it has been there ever since. A spirit of love, a spirit of love for people, a spirit of love for God, and a spirit of love for the ministry of the kingdom of God. And we have people today who work as hard in the ministry. And when I say in the ministry, I'm talking about serving in the kingdom of God, who work as hard as in the ministry as any pastoral staff I've ever been a part of. And I'm not talking about just staff people. I'm not just talking about me and Pastor Terry and Pastor Jimmy. I'm talking about people who have active ministries that they are doing regularly. They are willing to show up whenever a call goes out. They're willing to be there. Whenever a need is identified, more than enough people show up and say, I want to be a part of that. I want to lead that. Every time I mention anything in church, there is always multiple people who say, I'll do that. I would love to be a part of that. So many people sometimes that they're crawling all over each other to get it done. And that is symbolic of a people that have heard God's word that is relevant to their lives right now and the times that they live in, and that they are willing to serve, and they want to be a part of what God's doing, and they are actively acting upon it when the unction of the Holy Spirit, that's that pushing of the Holy Spirit, the drawing of the Holy Spirit, when that happens, they come, and they do. And when that's not happening in a church, I want you to hear me, you go back to the three steps, and you got to identify what's not there. Is the word of God being proclaimed? And listen, I'm talking about Bible passages, Bible stories, the word of God, teaching people how to know and deal with and confront the full revelation of God through Jesus Christ, which is the Bible, okay? The Bible being taught. Second of all, people being called, and that's necessary, people being called to believe it. People putting their trust in what they hear. When God speaks, they are willing to hear it. That's the second step. And then the third step is people with willing hearts to serve. And they go out there and do what God has called them to do. If you don't have the word, you're never going to have that. If you don't have people who are activating their faith, they're acting on what they hear. They believe it. They say, I believe what God says to me. I hear you, Lord. Here am I, send me. If you don't have that, you're not going to have a kingdom building, expanding, growing, powerful, love-inspiring church. You're just not going to have that. And then if you don't have people who have willing hearts to do, I love this, the people bring much more than enough. This is verse 5, for the service of the work which the Lord had commanded us to do. Notice, the people bring way more. So they continue to bring him free will offerings every morning. They just continue to serve, continue to hear the Holy Spirit, continue to act upon it. When you have that, you're going to have an active growing church. You're going to have a powerful church. you're going to have a church that makes a difference in its community. And when you have a community that has multiple churches that are doing that, then you have a community that is being washed in the word and is being changed. And that community is going to grow, and that community is going to see big things. That community may see some attacks that happen. That community may see the enemy try to step in and destroy. But you know what else? You'll see the kingdom of God overcoming that. You'll see the love of God filling that community and that area. And when you have churches or a church that is doing those things, and I believe Dable has both of those, when you have that going on, when you have that kind of things, those kind of things happening, we're in between Dable and Realtown, so I know Realtown's got those churches also. When you have that type of thing going on in the kingdom of God, no matter what happens in that community, there's going to always be love, there's always going to be growth, and there's always going to be excitement about what's next for that community. I believe that's the case. I believe that's the case for the church that I pastor, because it is obvious over the last 4 years that there is a desire to build the kingdom in the people of Lake Community Church. I also believe that's the case for the area that I live in, the Lake Martin, east side of Lake Martin, the Dable, Camp Hill, Realtown area. I believe that God is going to do big things in that area over the next 15, 20, 25, 30 years. And we're going to see the kingdom advanced heavily in that area. A lot of great pastors that I know, but a lot of great and godly people who are willing to serve God that I know. And when you're in the midst of serving God and seeing the kingdom grow, when you're in the midst of doing that, excitement in people's eyes about what God can do and what God will do. So I pray for you. And I pray for your community, whether you're listening to me today or you're listening to me on the podcast that might come out in a year, or you might be listening to this 10 years from now. I pray that you will look for a place to serve where God's word is preached, where God's people believe it, and where God's people act upon it. And you feel the love and the power of the Holy Spirit at work, and you can clearly see the kingdom being advanced. I pray that you always find that place. Not everybody has it, and not everybody has it all the time. And what I would say to you today is, if you are in that place, you better take advantage of it. You better fill your cup up, because God does lead us to wilderness experiences also. I'd say if you're not in that place, you ought to hunt for it like buried treasure. You ought to seek it out as hard and as fast as you possibly can, because there's nothing better than being a part of what God's doing and enjoying what God's doing and ministering and serving and seeing the kingdom at work. That's what's going on here in Exodus chapter 36. And let me tell you something, that's what's been going on for thousands of years. Wherever God's word's proclaimed, wherever God's people believe it, and wherever God's people act upon it, because they trust their God.
As you go today, I pray that the Lord will bless you and keep you, that He'll make His face to shine upon you, and that He will give you hope and peace today in Jesus' name.